I am here at Dakota Fest at the tent, and you tell me how long I got, and we'll keep going. But I got Taylor Grusing, who's was on the program this morning. She's a cow-calf field specialist here in the Mitchell area. And Taylor, good morning. You were on. How was the program?
It's been a great day at Dakota Fest so far. Had really good attendance at mine as well as Jack's this morning, and I'm sure we'll get a bunch of people here for ice cream soon. So,
you know, last year you were given ice cream, and I didn't even get any.
You better get in line first this year, Doug.
Yeah. Anyway, you were talking on net wrap, and that's one that people didn't worry too much about, but they're starting to find out there's some problems.
Right. So over the last 10 years, we've assumed or figured that 90% of people have converted to net wrap balers. You know, if you're buying a new baler, it probably has a net wrap capability. And there are some advantages to that compared to twine with water shedding ability, storage quality, as well as speed when you're baling in the field. And so with those advantages come some new challenges, because when we're feeding livestock, that binding is covering a lot more surface area than traditional twine. And so we're finding that some folks are really concerned about that feeding it to livestock. And so we did a survey this last year to kind of really assess that across the upper Midwest.
So what did you find out? They are using it, huh? Are they taking it off?
Right. So about 60-70% of people are using net wrap. Some are still using twine, but only about 50% of the people are taking it off of whole bales, which is the main issue that we really want people to take it off, because cattle have to physically eat through that. There's about 11% of folks that are taking it off of ground bales, which is great too. But when we are grinding those forages, it does decrease the particle size of that plastic, and so it doesn't build up in the rumen as much compared to the whole pieces. But we're still just focusing on advocating to take it off if at all possible, but the winters and the freezing rain up here makes that difficult. And so if we can try to take it off or grind it, we're not seeing as many issues, but there has been documented losses in our survey that about 30% of folks have lost animals due to some kind of a forage binding problem.
So what to do? Just bind up in their stomach, or which stomach?
Right. So it goes into the rumen mainly and stays there. Some of the ground pieces will pass. But when it does get into a large enough ball, so basketball size, it can cause some rumen ulcers. So some bleeding that way, cattle will feel full and not eat as much. And so it'll decrease dry matter intake. Cattle might start getting thin. And so that would be a cause to maybe ask your veterinarian to maybe look for it. But the only way we can really find it is doing a rumen evacuation, which isn't very common or popular that means. And so that's why we're kind of focusing on the management side, because it's really hard to go in and find it and take it out in cows. But we want to keep our cows alive as long as possible, you know, 5 to 6 calves in order to pay themselves off. And so taking it off to decrease the chance of it binding in the rumen is the main key today.
Well, you know, hardware, they kind of use the magnets, but you can't do much with this, can you?
No, it doesn't show up on an ultrasound, and so you can't just detect it in the rumen unless they physically go in there. So if you have a really good relationship with your veterinarian, they might go in there, but otherwise it just might take time to figure out and do postmortem exams on cows that do die, and that way we can see, you know, what size is causing the issue.
So I suppose it just keeps building up and rolling in there and irritates the stomach.
Right. Yep. So we have an example here. If you want to stop by the booth, booth 600, we have one that's about the size of a volleyball, I'd say, that was in a cow, pulled it out of her, you know, it has feed intermixed in it. So you can show that it was really decreasing her dry matter intake on that.
But does it, some of it pass through up though?
Some does, yeah. So the ground stuff is not all found in the rumen. And so that's why using the right, you know, small screen with your grinding is one way to still utilize net wrap.
Well, I know people don't like to get out and take the time and cut it off, but it might be well worth their time to do that.
Yeah, but it might be well worth it. Research is going on right now at Brookings on a digestible product, but we're still a little ways away on that. So be keeping your ears open for those. But otherwise, you know, maybe hiring your kid or FFA team to come take off the net wrap before the grinder shows up could be a good service project for people too.
Well, Taylor, I know you've got a booth down here, and they can stop in the tent, and you can talk with them, and stop by, and it's a nice day at Dakota Fest. Good warm up, just a little.
Yeah, it's beautiful compared to past years, so I'm going to take it.
Okay. Taylor Grusing, who's a cow-calf field specialist here in the Mitchell office, and stop by and see her, and she doesn't have an example here, Mark, and I'm going to go look at that as well. And kind of strange when you see that build up and what they pulled out of the stomach of a cow.